I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, Terry and Jesse Show, High Energy Catholic Radio. Two Catholics with a PhD in common sense, and both of us are reporting for duty to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and under the command of St. Michael the Archangel. Terry!
I'm reporting, and well said, brother. Jesse, before we get to the good news, I just came back from a Catholic parochial school, St. Joseph's in La Puente, gave four talks to the kids, over 200 kids. And Jesse, it was a breath of fresh air. You know, we talk about some of the Catholic schools that have compromised. Not this one. They're teaching the Catholic faith. And here's the kicker. Every teacher I met, Virgin Most Powerful, has had an influence on them. These kids know their prayers. They know some prayers in Latin, okay? And they're little kids.
What?
Yes! These kids came up to me and says, "Hey, I'm too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed." I'm like, oh, they listen. Here's my point. Our listeners, our supporters, thank you for letting Virgin Most Powerful proclaim the gospel very clear. And the teacher, one of the teachers, Mark, he's been coming to conferences for us for 25 years. He said, the reason I'm doing all this is because you guys have formed me, and I thank you for that. Well, we thank him. And Jesse, the reason I say that is we've got some good news real quick, and then we'll get to the best news, the gospel. I just got word. I've been working on trying to get more stations to allow us to be on their stations, you know, but Stations of the Cross, we definitely have a handful of others, but they're the largest fish. Well, yesterday I got word they're going to start playing Jesus 911 on weekends and hopefully daily and as time goes on. And what we're also going to do, Jesse doesn't even know this, Mother Mariam, finally, I got her to be on our network. We're going to be able to play Mother Mariam on Virgin Most Powerful. I've worked a year and a half, Jesse, 2 years, I guess. Remember, we wanted her from the very beginning.
Right.
And finally, we got the good news that we're going to have her. But, Jess, I got a little excited, so let's get to the good news of Jesus Christ, which is the Gospel of Mark, the daily reading at Mass, chapter 4, verse 26 to 34.
Okay, here it is. Soul food.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And today is March 30th.
January. January 30th. March is
January
coming.
30th. Yep. Thank you, Terry.
Yep.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's take a look at this. Very short,
but it's
right
powerful.
To the point here.
Yep.
Verses 21, a bushel back in the Old Testament, it was a container that was used for measuring cereals and vegetables. It was about 2 gallons. So if you want to know what they're talking about, it's about a 2 gallon container. Now, this parable, when you go to verse 22, there's two teachings here. It contains a double teaching. First, it says that Jesus Christ's doctrine, it should not be hidden. Okay, rather, Jesus Christ's doctrine, it's got to be preached throughout the whole world and from the rooftops. And the second teaching that we see in this short gospel of today is the teaching that the kingdom which Christ proclaims has ability to penetrate all hearts, that at the end of time, when Jesus comes again, not a single human action in favor or against Christ will not become public.
Wow.
Everything is going to be shown. It's going to be made manifest. Everything that came out of your mouth, every action for or against Christ, It's going to be it's going to be measured and shown. And also, Jesus never gets tired of asking the apostles about the seed which will produce the church. And he's always saying that we have to listen carefully to the teaching that he's giving, because they are receiving a treasure for which they will have to give an account of at the end of their earthly life. And he who responds to grace will be given more grace and will yield more fruit. And he who does not respond to grace, they're going to be impoverished and judged at the end of time, according to Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. And St. Augustine, he says, there is no limit to the development of the theological virtues. If you say enough, you are already dead. And St. Jose Maria de Escriva says, a soul who wants to make progress in the interior life will pray along these lines. He will say, Lord, may I have due measure in everything except in love.
Well said, Jesse. And again, this talks about also sins of omission. When we don't proclaim the teachings of Christ because of, you know, I don't want to offend somebody, or I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. You see, our Lord is saying, you got to proclaim it. If you've been given this gift, it's going to be taken away if you don't use it. And I pretty much see that also in the church right now, Jesse. And I don't mean isolated things. I mean, generally, we haven't taken our Catholic faith and proclaimed it loudly enough to the secular culture. And, you know, the world is acting like God doesn't exist, and we're kind of sheepishly staying quiet. Well, those days have to end. And here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, I guarantee you, we will never be quiet about proclaiming the good news, no matter what takes place.
Darren, I'll tell you what's, you know, it's kind of chilling.
Tell me.
When Jesus says that, you know, at the end of time, everything's going to be made manifest.
Whoa.
Everything's going to be shown.
Yep.
Every, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people think like, oh, man, bad or evil people are getting away with a lot of stuff.
Nope.
No, they're not.
Nope.
No. There's going to be, at the end of time, Christ is going to open up the curtain. And hopefully there's no fake person in your life called Oz. Remember the Wizard of Oz?
Of course.
Hopefully you didn't live a fake life.
Or a double life. Yeah.
Because when we all die, the curtain's going to be pulled back. And in the general judgment, the curtain's going to be pulled back on all of us. So just remember that. Measure, as it said, measure every word that you say.
Exactly.
Be prudent. Be tempered. Don't fly off the handle. And also remember every action that you take. All this is going to be come to light one day at your particular judgment and then the general judgment.
You got it. Well said, Jesse. That just brings me. Yeah, that just brings me to what Fulton Sheen said. Every action is like a blank check. If Christ's name is on it, it has infinite value. So think about that, especially with our children. Let's bring Bishop Sheen in. Full Sheen ahead. Bishop Sheen said this about children, Jesse. It fits right in with the gospel. Every child is a blank parchment. You write the first few chapters of his life. He completes what you have begun. So in other words, we have a moral obligation to form our children. You know, Jesse, in all the years I've been working in evangelization, over 40 years, I get this from parents all the time, thinking, well, I thought it was the church that was going to teach my kids about Jesus. No, it's you, mom and dad. You're the first teachers. And so I want to encourage that you have to inculcate the love of Jesus in your children, because you can't assume even Catholic schools will do that. And so I just want to share that message, because this is Catholic School Week and it's important. I get all that. The patron saint for Catholic schools is St. Thomas Aquinas. We need to count on his intercession to show the beauty of teaching people to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Also, another thing for us as Catholics, and it came out today in some of the daily mass readings,
yeah,
where Jesus Christ, he talks about in Matthew 5:37, he says, let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no.
Amen.
Anything more is from the evil one.
Wow.
That's a very powerful
Woo-hoo.
Statement. In other words, you should have such integrity in your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to be saying, I swear on a stack of Bibles. You know, of course, and especially don't swear to God.
No.
That's a violation of the second commandment. So as a Catholic Christian, It just make sure that your reputation is such where people say, wow, when that guy means yes, you can count on it. When that guy says no, you can count that the answer is no. In other words, the character of your life should be such that they should say, this guy's a radical follower of Christ. So when he says yes, trust me, he means yes. When he says no, he means no. You don't have to, you know, go through all these charades and all these machinations and say, give me 1,000 Bibles. I'll put my hand on 1,000 Bibles. You know what? There's no need for that. And Jesus and St. Paul also talks about that. In 2 Corinthians 1:18, he says, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God who was proclaimed to you by us and Timothy and me was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to be the glory forever. Amen. So St. Paul says the same thing, that God is the big yes and God is the big amen. So there's no need for us to be going through, I'll put my hand on 1,000 Bibles and swear on 1,000 Bibles. No, no need for that.
Well said. Jesse, just to confirm your point, suicide rates have gone up 40% in the last 17 years. So there it goes, a statistic that shows without God, this is what's happening in our culture. We need to bring him back. When we come back, Jess, this is an amazing topic because not many people realize there's a class action lawsuit filed against the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops seeking accountability. I would have liked to seen accountability done through our church, but unfortunately that's not happened. And now the government's coming in and saying, hey, wait a minute. And we'll talk more about that when we come right back on the Terry and Jesse Show, Just the Facts with Charity and Clarity. We'll be right back.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Jesse Romero. Join me on a pilgrimage of faith and discovery to Poland for the 100th year anniversary of the birth of St. John Paul II in May of 2020. Together, we'll experience the faith, beauty, and culture of Poland and become imbibed with the spirit of John Paul II. We'll visit the town of Wadowice, where John Paul was born, and the city of Krakow, where he was ordained and later became bishop. We'll also travel to Jasna Góra and visit Our Lady of Częstochowa, and we'll have a chance to venerate the original image of the Merciful Jesus at St. Faustina's Convent and the city that St. Maximilian Kolbe built for the Immaculata. Finally, we'll pay a visit to Auschwitz, where St. Maximilian Kolbe was martyred. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to worship and discover your own faith at places where St. John Paul II grew in his own love for our Lord. For more information or how to join this pilgrimage, visit my website at jesseromero.com.
Sirach 11:24 says, do not say, I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now? According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. Terry, it brings us to this topic.
It does, Jesse. But before we talk about this topic, we've got someone who's been waiting on hold.
Oh, let's do it.
James, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, Terry and Jesse, how are you doing today?
Good, brother.
Blessed.
Listen, I had a question I had to ask Jesse, and I didn't have enough information, but now I did. I read this article. I think I spoke to you about it.
Sure.
It's about, Jesse, ever heard of this thing called the an apparition of Mary appearing to the three Juans in 1608 off the coast of Cuba?
I haven't.
No.
No, but there's a lot of apparition stuff that I don't know, things that say
there's been hundreds of apparitions, but again, just...
I can't keep up.
We just can't keep up with them because I think there's been an explosion of Marian apparitions. And number two, I usually wait till a bishop makes some type of a ruling.
Exactly.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, here's a question anyway. These two, okay, we were talking to Protestant friends, and this guy who's a Protestant now, he's Catholic.
Right.
He was saying that he referred me to this article, and I read it. I Googled it up, and I basically Googled up apparitions, the three Juans, and this is what it said. It shows Pope John Paul II in 1988, and there's this figure, and she's called the Virgin of Charity, and apparently she appeared to the three Juans in 1608, and he's draping this rosary on her. The bottom line is this: she is associated with the African Cuban Santeria, and the article states, it basically just shows what he's doing, and other people are cheering and saying. The Virgin, she's called the Virgin of Charity. So my friend tells me, you see, you Catholics are endorsing this type of pagan worship. So I pulled the article, I read it. Mm-hmm. It does show the Pope there. It's an old Times Alley Times. Mm-hmm. So I want to know how do I respond to him intelligently? I read it twice, and I don't know what to say.
Was this an apparition in Cuba?
Apparently, it was an apparition in Cuba.
I've talked to a lot of Cuban Catholics. There's pretty much most countries claim an apparition of Mary. Cuba claims an apparition of Mary called Our Lady, Nuestra Señora de Caridad. I think that's what they call her. Mm-hmm. Or Nuestra Señora de Cobre. Our Lady of Charity.
Right.
I don't know enough about, I haven't read about the particulars of the apparition. But that would be just like in Mexico, Our Lady of Guadalupe, or in Portugal, Our Lady of Fatima. The Cubans claim an authentic Marian apparition that gave messages much like most of the other Marian apparitions, which
consistent.
Are just a restatement of the Gospels.
Yep.
So if a Protestant is trying to say that Cuban Marian devotion is in some way, shape, or form connected to Santeria, he's misrepresenting the Cubans. Now, that's not to say that some low-information Cuban Catholics are not taking that authentic Marian Cuban devotion, Our Lady of Charity, and starting to deify her and worship her. That's not Catholicism. Okay, that's Santeria. That's the worship of saints. And that's a cult that started in Cuba, which came from Africa. That's a mixture, a syncretism between the African pagan religions and Catholicism in Cuba, where these African pagan religions are teaching Catholics, low-information Catholics, to worship saints.
Got it.
So Our Lady of Charity, the authentic devotion from Cuban Catholics, it's they give her a hyperdulia, which means special honor. They don't worship her. Now, if there is some Cubans that are worshiping her, they're taking this from the cult called Santeria, which is, again, This is what I would call the syncretistic amalgamation between Catholicism and the African pagan religions, which is nothing but diabolical. Terry?
Basically, just to define syncretism is like one religion is as good as the other. And we've seen that, James, even in America. Jesse, you've seen people with low information Catholics doing things that are contrary to the Catholic Church teachings, even with devotion to Mary. And they're just low information people. So I always say, when things happen, what does the church actually teach about it? Because you can go anywhere and see an example where somebody's doing something contrary to what its church teaches, whether it's Catholicism or even Islam or whatever religion. There's always going to be low information people. James, what's
if anybody's worshiping Our Lady of Charity in Cuba,
not right.
That's not Catholicism.
Nope.
That's not proper Marian devotion.
You tell them that. Yeah.
Yeah. Proper Marian devotion is we give her special honor. That's called hyperdulia.
Yep.
And we show our Marian devotion by consecration to Mary and by the rosary, the Angelus. That's proper Marian devotion. Anything else taught by Santeria, that's not Catholicism. That's a cult.
And
so that's to be rejected.
And James, one more thing. Any devotion to Mary must lead us to Jesus. Go ahead, James. I'm all ears.
Yeah, so the Pope, like you just said, Terry and Jesse, the Pope, when he was draping that rosary, he was just not worshiping, he was just paying respect,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Now, I'll be,
go ahead, Jess.
Just so you know, Ralph, in Scripture, and I learned this from Scott Hahn 20 years ago in one of his classes, worship is always defined in Old and New Testament as making a sacrifice to a sacrifice. That's when you enter into latria. That's worship.
Yeah.
Okay. Draping something over a statue of Our Lady, that's not worship. That's honor.
Honor. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now the Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary represented.
We worship.
That's worship.
Yep.
The animal sacrifices in the Old Testament temple of Jerusalem by the Jews, that's worship. Worship always means sacrifice. Not draping a rosary or a shawl over an image of Our Lady. That's not worship. That's honor.
I hope that helped, James.
That helps a lot. Now I'm going to go back and tell him that. So what happened is that the Pope did an honorable gesture,
yep.
And these Catholics, Roman Permission Catholics, took it,
yep.
And they're kind of taking it, and they're worshiping Santeria and connecting it with all the syncretism. But that has nothing to do with the Pope.
Yep, you nailed it.
Yep. I'll give you an example of honor. When Kobe Bryant won the most valuable player in rest in peace in some basketball tournament or in the NBA finals, mm-hmm. What did they give him? They give him a big trophy. You know, he gets on a platform, he stands up, everybody applauds him. They go and, you know, give him a big trophy of a basketball. It's of gold. What are they doing? They're honoring him for his achievement. Okay. People have no problem honoring athletes or scholars, but all of a sudden we drape a shawl over the Blessed Virgin Mary, an image, and people say, oh, you're worshiping. Well, do they worship athletes and entertainers? It seems like every week it would have another, you know, some type of awards where they're, you know, clapping
Emmy Awards,
for somebody,
yeah.
And giving each other golden trophies.
Yeah.
Again, that's what people do. It's called honor. But Mary deserves more honor than any of these people because she's the queen of the universe and the mother of God.
Thank you, you guys. You really, really helped me a lot. I appreciate it. You guys did a great job. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call, James. God love you. Yep. And Jesse, just so those people know this, and then we'll move on. James, years ago, was a Protestant, and it was Virgin Most Powerful Radio that brought him to become a Catholic. And I thank our listeners. I'm constantly, all week long, I've been saying, thank you, because I hear all these stories of people coming to Christ and his church because of these broadcasts. And we couldn't do it without you. So I want to thank especially the monthly donors constantly, because that's how we pay our monthly bills. Jesse, let's get to this the lawsuit that's going on. What's going on with the bishops?
There's a class action lawsuit filed against the USCCB.
Mm-hmm.
And people are seeking accountability for deceptive solicitation and misuse of charitable funds.
Oh,
there's a law firm, Stanley Law Group in Taos, Texas. They filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island last week against the USCCB for misleadingly soliciting millions of dollars in charitable donations that were diverted into private investments.
Terrible investments, too.
And the immoral. Lawsuit alleges that the USCCB routinely ask Catholics throughout the country to donate money to the annual Peter's Pence collection to help victims of war, oppression, natural disaster, or disease. But the money actually goes into funds which invest in such ventures as luxury condominium developments, Hollywood movies.
Like and Elton
the plaintiff,
John.
The Boy. Plaintiff, David O'Donnell, claims that the USCCB is liable under theories of common law fraud,
yep.
Unjust enrichment, and breach of fiduciary duty. And so the USCCB is composed of all active and retired members of the Catholic hierarchy in the U.S. They also promote, oversees, and administer and coordinate the charitable donation effects through this country, including the Peter's Pence collection. And the lead attorney, Mark Stanley, said, quote, it's regrettable and tragic that such a trusted and well-respected organization, the USCCB, has been taking advantage of the generosity of lay Catholic donors. And the USCCB must come clean and give back the money it took from well-intentioned people who thought they were giving urgently needed funds to help the destitute around the world, close quote. So the Stanley Law Group, which is a Dallas-based law firm, they're the ones that are litigating this case. They also have an office in San Diego. And individuals who made donations to the United States Peter Pence Collection since 2013 are encouraged to indicate their interest in joining the lawsuit by visiting peterspenceclassaction.com. PetersPenceClassAction.com.
And Jesse, that whole article is on our website. It's on your website, JesseRomero.com. And I wanted just to say it's embarrassing to have to even read this. I would have preferred 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, I would have said, come on, get out of here. But you know what? Scandal needs to be exposed so that we can get the remedy. And I would have liked to have seen our church expose this and say, hey, we can't be doing this internally. But it's gotten to a point where now the secular world is policing the Catholic Church. Do I like to see that? No, but I can see why it's necessary because we left our guard down and somebody's got to go in and clean up this mess. And I would just say this, that make sure when you give donations that you have earmarked those donations, whether it's at your parish or at nonprofit groups like us and others that you give money to. Make sure that when you give money, you know where that's going to. And I have to say this, Jesse, this has actually hurt the Catholic Church huge in the sense of funding to go and do mission work because we're spending money on attorneys and all kinds of things that we really shouldn't even have to be messing with, lawsuits over immoral things that priests and deacons and people in the church have done. We'd like to move beyond that. But the way to do that, Jesse, in my humble opinion, is exposing it and putting their proper medicine, which is holiness.
Yep. And there's a picture here on the website. It shows a condo that was bought with Peter Pence money somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, it was in London. I know about it.
It was in London?
Yep.
It also shows a $200 million London property of a condominium.
That's right.
Was used by the bishops to buy with the Peter Pence Collection.
Yep.
And Terry, this is what they call law enforcement. They call this bait and switch.
Yeah.
And that's what they call it, you know.
Makes sense.
And Catholics should be outraged at Peter Pence bait and switch. You know, we're thinking that we're giving money to the poor, and all of a sudden they buy this $200 million condo in London, and they also invest money on an Elton John movie.
Well, it was horrible, immoral.
Yeah. So Terry,
we got to clean up our act, Jess. And you know what? Here at Virgin Most Powerful, just the facts with charity and clarity. Talk about clean up a mess. When we come back, we're going to talk about who's behind the LGBT finances. Today, it's Follow the Money. We'll be right back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
This is Matthew Arnold for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. This March, VMPR, in association with the Catholic Resource Center, will be hosting a special conference for the Adoremus Society. Adoremus at the Triduum, a conference on the spirituality of the Triduum liturgies, featuring speakers Father Joseph Fessio, Dr. Anthony Lillis, and Christopher Carstens, addressing such topics as developing a liturgical spirituality, the spirituality of Holy Thursday, the spirituality of Good Friday, and the spirituality of the Paschal Vigil and Easter season. It all takes place March 14th, 2020, at the historic Sacred Heart Chapel at 381 West Center Street, Covina, California, 91723. You can register online at vmpr.org or call now at 877-526-2151 to reserve your seat today for Adoremus at the Triduum.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, rated PG, praise God. Terry, there's an article here that connects all the dots to the money.
Follow the money.
Wow, this is huge. This is whoever...
they did a great service. Yeah.
Let me read some of these things just to make the... I'm not going to get into the details, just the general stuff.
Just the general, yeah.
Yeah, it says that the gay rights movement, as the article says, that's what it says here, was a small group of people struggling to follow their dispositions within a larger heterosexual culture, and gays and lesbians were underdogs, vastly outnumbered and loosely organized, sometimes subject to discrimination and abuse. And their story was tragic, their suffering dramatized by AIDS and Rock Hudson and Brokeback Mountain and Matthew Shepard. However, today's movement looks nothing like the band of persecuted outcasts.
Nope.
They're organized. They even call themselves LGBT. They're organized. The LGBT rights agenda, and note the addition of T. That's because now today they're a powerful, aggressive force.
Well-financed.
In American society, absolutely super well-funded.
Yep.
And they use advocates on all the top media channels, academia, the professions, and most important, big business and big philanthropy.
Yep.
Philanthropy. And for example, Terry, here's something that just pains me. Chick-fil-A, who, you know, everybody was very supportive of.
Yeah.
In the last couple of months, they've caved in.
Yeah, pressure. Money.
The pressure because of all these big funders.
Yep.
Where they says, you know what, we can't be giving money now to, I forget what groups, Salvation Army and somebody else.
Yep.
They pulled back their money because of the LGBT giant, this 800-pound gorilla was breathing down their neck.
Yep.
And Terry, it has some of the names here.
Big names.
Yeah. Here's one. John Stryker is a grandson of Homer Stryker, an orthopedic surgeon who founded the Stryker Corporation based in Michigan. The Stryker Corporation sold $13.6 billion.
Not million, billion. Yeah. Go ahead.
In surgical supplies and software.
Wow.
And guess what? John Stryker is an heir to this fortune. Guess what? He's also homosexual.
Yep.
Okay. And in 2000, he created the Arcus Foundation. I've heard of them. They're a nonprofit organization serving the LGBT community.
Right.
And because of his own experience coming out as a homosexual, the Arcus Foundation has given, get this, don't fall off your chair, has given more than $58.4 million to programs and organizations doing LGBT-related work between 2007 and 2010 alone, making it one of the largest LGBT funders in the world. And John Stryker, once again, who's homosexual himself, he gave more than $30 million to Arcus himself in that three-year period through his medical corporation. Terry, this is huge money promoting this. And I've always said, here's my take theologically.
Yeah.
I've always said, and this makes sense to me.
Yes.
The God destroyed the world in Genesis, at the time of Noah, Genesis, I think, 5, 6, 7,
mm-hmm.
at the time of Noah. And the Jews say that the sin at the time of Noah, this is rabbinical teaching, it said it was a sin of homosexuality. Okay, most people don't know that. You have to read Jewish commentaries. It says it was a sin of widespread homosexuality.
Like
here's
now.
What I believe, Terry. Mm-hmm. I believe this is a symptom of what we'd call an eschatology, an end-time symptom. As this thing is growing, just like at the time of Noah, this tells me Catholics, you better be living in a state of grace, because Jesus Christ can come anytime now. Or if he doesn't come within your lifetime, guess what? Like Kobe Bryant knows now,
yep.
He was called to the judgment before the second coming. This is a time to live ready, Terry. As Ruben Nava says, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Well said, well said. Jesse, this whole point that they're talking about funding, this is why it's scandalous that this is being done. As churches are being defunded because of scandal, the homosexual movements are being funded by the people who want to promote immoral living. And this is what Archbishop Foley, the communications director, years ago said, scandal is one of the greatest obstacles of evangelization. So why are we bringing this up? Because you need to know that people like George Soros, it says here, they're funding all this stuff. Why? They want to see a total collapse of any kind of morality and have free love that we talked about years ago in the 1960s. But now they're organized and they've got the money. But you know what they don't have? I'm going to tell you
truth.
Right now.
They don't have
truth, Jesse. And that's what we have. And so we have to not be quiet and stick our heads in the ground and say, oh, I don't want to say anything bad because it might offend somebody over there. Forget that. Your family is at hand right now. Your grandchildren are going to be dealing with this if we continue planet Earth here. But the point of it is we all have to make a stand with charity and clarity and say, no, this is wrong, and we're not going to take it on our watch. But what's happened is when good people do nothing, evil abounds. And this is, Jesse, I'm going to say it, homosexuality is evil. The Bible says this is one of the sins that cries down for wrath. Am I right or wrong on that, Jess?
Yeah, that's in the catechism. It says it's one of the four sins that that brings down the wrath of
not
God
upon
mankind.
Not paying your employees, all that. Yeah, got it.
And so as Catholics, we can't compromise.
Nope.
The fact is, of course, we're called to love everybody and show compassion and
with
mercy.
With the truth.
But you're not being compassionate if you're allowing people to wallow in their sin.
That's right.
Terry, this article, you know, if anybody wants to read all the details, it shows all the players.
Yeah,
It shows here George Soros is part of the funding.
Of course.
Through his Open Society Foundation.
Right.
There's another huge California millionaire. His name's Tim Gill. He's also a huge funder of the whole LGBT cause. He's one of the big funders. John Stryker, again, he's a practicing homosexual, huge funder. And you also have, which doesn't surprise me, Warren Buffett's son.
Yeah.
Okay. There's an organization called Novo Foundation, which promotes transgenderism. And the Novo Foundation was founded by who? Peter Buffett, son of billionaire Warren Buffett.
No surprise.
And so, yeah, you got all the players here that are named
and Jesse,
that are giving the huge amounts of money. And once again, Terry, St. Paul said,
The
love of money is the root of all evil.
And this isn't just for the United States. The Outreach Action International of Human Rights Commission, the core group members, countries include Albania, Australia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, El Salvador, all these, Germany, France. This is being promoted not just here in the States. It's a worldwide funded movement to fundamentally change what the family's about, mom and dad, to try and corrupt the teachings that God has given to us about man and woman. I say corrupt because, Jesse, there's no other way to say it. It's a corruption. God made a man and a woman. He made it in a certain way to complement each other. And when you bring in homosexuality, the Bible very clearly in Romans teaches that this is not God's will. This is a very sinful lifestyle. And people who knowingly go into this and have not been taught the truth about the gospel, and they're going in, and we have to teach them to get out of that because we want their salvation. Because guess what, Jess? Someone who knowingly is doing this, opposingly God's will, that's a mortal sin. And you know what? I can't send them to hell, but God will ask them at their exit interview their life. And if their lifestyle was contrary to the gospel, they're not getting in. It's as simple as that.
Yep. And the church is very clear about this. In paragraph 2357, that's probably the clearest doctrine of the church. It says, Homosexuality refers to relations between men or between women and who experience an exclusive or predominant sexual attraction towards persons of the same sex. It has taken a great variety of forms through the centuries and in different cultures. Its psychological genesis remains largely unexplained. I would say it's concupiscence.
Yep.
That's pretty simple. They should have inserted that. That was a no-brainer. I don't know why they didn't.
Common sense.
The psychological genesis is concupiscence. Again.
Everything comes back to
sin. Yeah.
Original
so I don't know why that wasn't put in there. However, it says this. Basing itself on sacred scripture, which presents homosexuality. Here it is. As acts of grave disorder.
That's it.
That's it. Acts of grave disorder. And then it says, tradition has always declared that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered, contrary to the natural law.
Well said.
That's probably the two sentences that are most important. I'll say it again. Homosexual acts are acts of grave depravity. Tradition has always declared that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. They are contrary to the natural law. And in fact, it's not a coincidence, Terry, that we have a spike in suicide in our society.
No, it makes sense.
I'll tell you why. Because when you have kids that are being brainwashed in school that they should experiment with themselves and experiment with the same sex and all that, and they have this cognitive dissonance, they know what they're doing is something wrong. Well, what ends up happening? Well, we have right now a suicide rate like unlike anything we've ever seen, Terry, in the last 1,000 years.
Yeah, up 40% in 17 years even. Yep.
Yep.
Jesse, just one more thing about this homosexuality. There are people like Father James Martin. I pray for his conversion. One of the things I'm praying, we pray that he wouldn't become the Bishop of Philadelphia. Well, you know, there's a lot of openings in the next year. I think there's like 26 dioceses that are going to have new bishops named. And I pray that he won't be a bishop because he's the one who wants to get rid of those chapters, those paragraphs in the catechism in the Catholic Church because he doesn't think they're right. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even think the Bible is right when it comes to the teaching on homosexuality. So we have a battle right inside our own church regarding this, let alone the sources and all the funding. But what are we doing right now? We're going to do our best to expose the error with the truth of Jesus Christ. That's what.
By the way, Terry and myself, we're not homophobic. We're xenophobic.
Exactly.
Okay? Just got to put it out there.
Amen.
We're against sin. Anything that offends God, we're against. We're not against any person. We're not homophobic. We're xenophobic.
You got it.
And we're Christ-centered, not man-centered.
Well said. And when we come back, we're going to talk about President Trump signing a bill to improve religious groups' security. He keeps signing these things for us. God bless him. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Terry Barber with the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm here with Gil already. He is the president of the Catholic Men's Fellowship of California. Gil, we got a men's conference coming up.
I appreciate you having me on, Terry, to share about our Rise Up, O Men of God, the Church for You Does Wait Super Saturday Conference, and it's Saturday, March 28th in Covina at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, 344 West Workman Street in Covina, California.
Who are the speakers?
We have some great speakers lined up. We have Steve Ruta, former captain of the LA Fire Department. He's dynamic. Mm-hmm. He's energetic. He will really keep the conference moving. We have Monsignor Tim Nichols, the pastor from St. John Vianney's.
Oh, yeah,
he's dynamic. Mark McElrath, Father Darren Merlino, a trained exorcist. Charlie Eshelman, a past Navy SEAL. We have Deacon Omar Uriati, who is from our parish, St. Louis de Marillac, and Father Joseph Shea.
And I'll be there myself, giving a little plug for Virgin Most Powerful.
You can reach us at catholicmen.org. Tickets are on sale there. Just follow the link. Tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com. Just be sure to get your tickets now till the 31st for $35 and $45 after that till the day of the conference.
Sign up for this men's conference. Call Gil at 626-841-9090.
I'll be sure to answer your call and give you all the information you need for the Rise Up, O Men of God, for you, the Church Does Wait conference. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your help.
God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. As I said at the beginning of our show, with Catholic Week celebration, I was at a parish with 200 kids, and I was so impressed with how well they know their faith. And there are Orthodox Catholic churches that have schools that are just solidly Catholic. And we have Diane in Pomona. Diane, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. I understand you've got a good story at your parish. Welcome.
Good morning, Terry and Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I wanted to give a plug for the school that my son attends. He's a kindergartner here at St. Joseph's in Pomona.
Good.
And it's Jesse.
Father Steve,
he's great.
So I was like, oh, it'd be so cool if Father could get on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to just let you guys know
Thank
and
you.
The listeners know this is a great little school. It's very faith, you know, mm-hmm. very strong in the faith.
Good.
It's kind of the little school that could, you know, so we could
you could use some more students is
like
what you're
Virgin
saying.
Most Powerful rose up, just like Virgin Most Powerful rose up on its own. This little school is doing the same thing. And I also wanted to mention, you know, they pray in the morning.
Good.
With the morning, you know, exercises. Mm-hmm. There's mass every day at 8 o'clock.
Awesome.
There's confessions at 8:30 on Mondays and Fridays, and they have the adoration on Friday. So there's just so
awesome.
Much wealth here of the faith, and I just wanted to be able to plug that in.
Well, thank you, Diane.
I also wanted to let you know that I'm an alumni of St. Joseph's La Puente as well.
That's where I was at.
The Carmelites were there. So.
Good. So well, they're out there, Diane. And let me just say this. I want to recommend our listeners, if you're in the Pomona Valley or San Gabriel Valley, it's not too far. You're looking for a school to send your kids. This is what I would recommend. Go to the schools that have what you just said, confession, adoration, the mass. They know they're praying. They got great pastors. And they're out there, but you have to look. So I want to thank you, Diane, for calling and promoting that parish. We know the pastor quite well. As a matter of fact, that was Jesse's old pastor.
For like 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great priest.
Yeah.
I have nothing but fond memories of him.
All right. Well, thank
you. Tell him I said hi, Diane. Yep. Tell him just as hi.
I will. I just wanted to say that the school is also a Spanish immersion.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids are learning 50% English, you know, in English.
Good.
And 50% in Spanish. And they're going to start teaching them the math in Spanish starting Monday.
So. All right.
Wow.
Well, we'll pray for them, okay?
Much welfare.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, Diane.
Awesome.
God love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. They're out there. There's some good schools out there, Jess. I'm glad that she called in.
They're diamonds in the rough.
Well said. Jesse, what's the story with President Trump? What is he up to now? He keeps giving us all these gems about supporting Christianity and just religious freedom in general.
Gary, I'm going to be honest with you. He gave this speech at the March for Life in Washington.
He did.
If I would have closed my eyes, I would have been saying, okay, what bishop is giving that
exactly.
speech? What priest is giving that speech? And I open my eyes, and it's a Presbyterian president, former playboy.
Yep.
And Terry, the speech he gave could have been on the lips of Father Frank Pavone.
Well, there you go. Maybe Father Frank helped him write it, because he's there with
it's
him.
It's quite possible.
It is.
But he's doing something else again,
yep.
Moving the ball towards the culture of life.
Yep.
Again, Terry, we talked about yesterday, the reason the liberal modernist cabal hates him.
Yeah, they want to impeach him for this.
Is because what he's doing, and he may not even know that he's doing it.
Yeah.
As Catholics, we have a teaching called the social kingship of Christ,
mm-hmm.
where we want to bring Jesus into all nations and into every heart. This president, Terry, the enemies of democracy, the enemies of liberty,
mm-hmm.
they see this guy is moving the barometer towards God.
And we got to stop him.
We have to stop him at all costs. And he's moving the pendulum again. He just signed a bill securing American nonprofit organizations against terrorism. It was a bipartisan group of the nation's mayors in the East Room of the White House. They witnessed this. President Trump signed the Little Notice legislation to fund greater protection of religious institutions against terrorist attacks.
That's right.
He signed this bipartisan legislation on a Friday amid the impeachment trial after several attacks on religious institutions in recent weeks. And the measure authorizes millions of dollars through this fiscal 2024 for a nonprofit security grant program under the Department of Homeland Security's Federal Agencies Management Agency. Mm-hmm. And President Trump, Terry, he's concerned about the atmosphere surrounding religious groups being targeted by what he called them, by crazies.
Well, of course they're crazy. You go in and shoot people at church? I mean, what else can you call them, Jess?
He said, quote, "We must work together to reject the monstrous evils of anti-Semitism and anti-religious bigotry."
Yep.
He said this at the White House, and he said, "We are committed to building a nation where every community is secure, every family safe, and every child can grow up in dignity and in peace." Terry, again, he signed in a piece of common sense legislation that we can all get behind.
Absolutely. And Jesse, just before that, he did it for California, like I mentioned yesterday. He's standing with all Christians where the government of California, the state government, is wanting us religious groups to fund abortion. And that had been going on, and we've been fighting it. And now we have a president who says, hey, you know what? If you don't respect the rights of these Christians in California, you're not getting federal aid. Okay, I mean, he hit him right between the eyes, Jesse. Money. Money talks. Follow the money. And so now California's going, wait a minute. We need our funding from the federal government. Maybe we'll back off a little on these Christians. You know what, Jesse? I'll use the word a protector. Everybody needs a protector. When you go to school, if some bully pushes you, you got some protector. Say, don't be pushing him. You know who our protector is? I'm on a natural level, not supernatural.
Right.
I think President Trump is protecting Christians and all religions from bullies saying that we don't have rights because we do. And I thank him for that.
Terry, it's interesting you say that because the president is oftentimes called the father of the country.
Yeah.
That's the title of the president.
Of course, he's a protector.
Take U.S. government classes.
Yeah.
And we know that a father from Catholic Christian theology is called the lead, protect, and provide.
Of
so
course.
The president, as the father figure of this country, that's exactly what he's doing with this legislation and many other pieces of legislation that he signed that are pro-life and fighting against the culture of death. He's trying to build a community of dignity and peace, Terry, where everybody's rights are respected. And and I'll tell you why this is important. This legislation comes after several attacks on religious institutions in recent weeks.
Oh, yeah.
We can't forget in New York, an attacker stabbed five people attending Hanukkah festivities at a rabbi's home in December. And not long after, in New York City, police reported they stepped up their police presence in Jewish neighborhoods following accounts of anti-Semitic attacks. And also in December, we can't forget that near Fort Worth, Texas, a gunman killed two people inside a church before another churchgoer shot him dead. So this piece of legislation is going to raise security grants from $60 to $90 million for what? It's going to provide physical security equipment, screening systems.
We need it.
Cybersecurity training and other things that are such as cybersecurity resilience activities. Terry, I feel safer with him signing this piece of legislation.
Jesse, you're not the only one. I saw the statistics for people who, back in 2016, they asked, how safe do you feel in America? And now with President Trump, that went up 16 points from 40% to 56%. Feel more so. Every area of the country right now, people feel better because of our leadership. But I want to ask people to pray for President Trump, especially now, because
here, let's just pray for him right now.
Right now,
stop
Jess,
right now.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Okay. In the name of the Father,
Terry.
Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we ask you to give the blessing of President Trump and his staff that they will persevere in their effort to protect Christians and all religions from tyranny, from people who want to take our rights away and not give us the freedom to worship and the freedom to act on our moral consciences. And we ask that you bless not only Mr. Trump and all people of goodwill who are trying to do what is what we call the natural law. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wow. Terry, again, a father is called to lead, protect, and provide.
Yep.
He's a president is known as the father of the country.
Right.
Without a doubt, Terry, he's leading this country in the right direction.
You got it.
Towards the culture of life. He's protecting the country through this piece of legislation that he just signed last Friday and other things that he's been signing to protect babies. And he's also providing, Terry, more jobs. More people are working. The unemployment hasn't been this low in the history of the United States of America. And so when it comes to leading, protecting, and providing, guess what, Terry?
Yep.
On my book, he gets high marks on all three as the father figure of this country.
Amen. Jesse, I'm getting texts from people listening at St. Joseph's Church that I went to this morning on Facebook, and they're saying, thank you for coming. What do you mean, thank you for coming? Thank you for allowing me to come and share the good news of Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. And thank you, our listeners and our supporters. Because you know what? I'm fired up, Jess. You know why? Because I know the end of the story. I know what happens. I read the book of Revelation. We win. So I want to ask you, Jess, finish with our five stones, because that's how we win, by holiness.
That's right. And let's just not forget that we're in a fight. And God told Saint Faustina, in paragraph 1760, he said, know that you are on a great stage where all heaven and earth are watching you. Fight like a knight.
Amen.
So I can reward you. Jesus says, do not be unduly fearful, because you are not alone. The words of Jesus to Saint Faustina. Hey, make sure your five stones, make sure they're at the ready, as they say in the shooting range, at the ready. What are the five stones against the culture of death? Number one, pray the rosary every day from your heart. Pray the rosary every day with your heart.
Amen.
That's a criteria. If you want to be a listener to the show, you got to be praying the daily rosary. Okay. Number two, go to Mass every Sunday, holy days of obligation, and as often as possible, pay visits to the Blessed Sacrament throughout the week and schedule yourself for a weekly holy hour spending time with Jesus. Three, read the Bible every day. Be like the Samuel the prophet. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Read the Mass readings. Simple, 5 to 7 minutes. Meditate on them. Four, Fridays, do fasting and penance. Find something to do penance. And number five, if you're in mortal sin, go to confession as soon as you get out of the show right now.
Don't forget, the greatest,
go to monthly confession.
Amen. The greatest and shortcoming of an apostle is fear, because it inspires doubt in the power of the master. It cramps the heart. It strangles the voice. The only thing we should be afraid of is treason, the betrayal of Jesus Christ for a few silver coins. A disciple who abandons the master no longer is professing faith in him. They encounter the execution of our Lord. Don't be like that. You know what? You should be living where? What state should we be living in, Jess?
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. And don't forget, get holy or die trying.
Well said. We've got Steve Ray, CatholicConvert.com, on for tomorrow here at the Terry and Jesse Show. I think you're going to enjoy it. I know I do. Steve Ray is one of my favorite men who want to share the gospel and Jesus Christ. We'll be back with much more tomorrow, same time. God love you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.